Shir Beis and Elul continued. Tazan Elul Haytov Shemem, August 28, 1980, on Thursday continued.
For the days of Sukkot, so why should it be possible? But then he says, the Sukkot of Rahman. The Sukkot of Rahman. The word basic for the shop. So we have to understand. But I first want to go over the cases, then we'll try to explain. Mikom, okay? Kidu yosel me rabono, we shine up a mima, a shak shamit to make more. So that's the discussion. The Ishlema, the name. So what is the discussion? Since what we say, that the Sukkot can be built in a very stable foundations. The only thing that cannot be done is the height is of such level that it could not be built on unstable foundations. But if the height is of a level that could be built on unstable foundations so that it wouldn't rest for more than 7 days, so even if you built it on such solid foundations, that it is destined to last for 100 years, so the Sukkot is still kosher. So then why does the Mishnah say it is in a problem? Let him put in the threads, let him actually nails into the threads that will protect the Sukkot against the rain. So the melee it shouldn't be a synagogue. Yeshleba, the name of Hashem Mitval is Yomir Keba, home of him is Kohesh in class for Halshin Ascha, with his Hashkaya, the Obriyad, the Dogish, the Sea, the Sukkoti of its aid, Boxing Namizan, Moto, Moksha. If we deduce it from that posit, and that posit mentions that the Sukkot will be protecting us against the elements of nature, against seven Moto, against hurricane and rain, so let's learn out from the posit that Shalayir will show me safe home. On the contrary, that it should be a requirement that the Sukkot should, that the Schach should be put up in such a way that it will definitely be protected against rain. Elo badai, we should be in Schoche Arev, we became Havreka. So this is here, which is a very good thing. It's a saying that even though there is no requirement that a Sukkot has to be a Diras Harev, has to be built like a Diras Harev, it's all right even if the Sukkot is built on such solid foundations that it's destined to last for 100 years. So still, it's a Sukkot Sheirot. That's all. That's only in regard to its balance. So we don't care whether it's Arev, Keva, it doesn't make any difference. But the Schach, and that's the Nikas, the Schach has to partake of an our nature, not of a Keva nature. Now, so if he will knock nails into the threads, and that will protect the dwellers of the Sukkot against rain, so then the Schach, will not be considered to be a Schach of Keva. I mean a Schach of Arev. It will be considered as a Schach of Keva. If the Schach partakes of the Keva nature, not of other nature, so then it's what? So it's a big chiddush. So this is Shita means that the reason that by Sukkot there is a requirement, it has to be the Rasach. The Sukkot has to be the Rasach. But when you build the Tvamim out of the Chiddush of Barzel, in view of the fact in the view of the fact that the Sukkim is not Nikor al Shem Atfalas. As Rashi says in the Mishnah, Val Shem Aschach Kulesim. So never mind the fact that the Tfanis are very stable, and the Tfanis can last for 100 years or for 500 years or for 1,000 years. That the Sukkim is not Nikor al Shem Atfalas. The Sukkim is Nikor al Shem Aschach. And since the Schach does not protect the dwellers of the Sukkim against the elements of nature, so mainly the Sukkim as a whole is considered as a Dirasar, not Keva. Masha'inke, if you knock nails into this place, and that will protect the dwellers of the Sukkim against rain, so then the Schach will partake of the Keva nature. So maybe the Sakh will be Tiras Keva, not in Tiras Ade. If the Sakh is Tiras Keva, then the Sukkim is possible. So in other words, Tratensis is saying in effect that Rove is made that the Sukkim has to be in Tiras Ade. But Abai asking, if the Sukkim has to be in Tiras Ade, so if it is so bad, so we sit at Halgabon, should be possible. So Rove gives the telegraph, no. Mechitishal Baalzer will only make the Tfanis stable and solid and endurable for many, many years. But the Sukkim is literally such an Aschach. But as long as rain can come in through the Aschach, so the melee, the Aschach partakes of the Keva nature. If the Aschach partakes of the Keva nature, so then the Sukkim, which is Nikol Shem Aschach, is it Diras, has a shem of the Diras Keva? If it's Diras Keva, so it's possible. But if the Schach is ordinary Schach, let's say in the way many Jews in Europe years ago, in the dining room, the Sukkim was in the dining room, but then they lifted up the roof, and one half of the roof became an extension of one wall, the other half of the roof became an extension of the other wall, and then they put Schach. So through the families, was very stable. It was destined to last maybe 100 years. But they were not protected against rain. So the mele, it had the chalishem, the rasar. But if you knock in nails to such an extent that it protected, that these nails protected against rain, so then the suke has a chalishem, the raskeva. And if it the raskeva, so then it's possible. So now it seems to establish that according to Tainsves, when Rabbi says, Omale Mochetam, Atfotamo, the other men said, was in the Rasabe, God in the Raskeva, Nameno, Al Mochetamo, the men said, was in the Raskeva, God in the Rasabe, Nameno. So Asher says, Shatuka. Others, Mamma, the way he says, Shabbat, the father is before Kevare, Babi was a Kero, Balko of the Kido Tero, our Ave, Elu Shem Shio, not for a Shio the Kido, Shem the Hero Amigal is in the Sabbath. From Rashi's Moshi, even though it's not, Rashi doesn't spell it out in so many words, but from the Russian, from the Diuka Russian, it's Mashma, that Rashi explains all the different interfaces. According to Rashi, what he's saying, there is no Aloch. That the Sukkim has to be in Dirasak. It can be in Diraskeva also. But there is only one Dirasak also. That height wise, it has to be of such height that it will not require Keva foundations. Keva says. But if the height is of such a level that it will require that it couldn't be built even to exist for 7 days. Without Keva foundations, because if the height is a Malum Chofamo, so then if you build it on unstable foundations, so it will not last for a month, it will not last for 7 days either. So anyway, the only way to build this with the height more than Chofamo would be by setting down stable, solid foundations. Such foundations that will enable it to stay, to exist, maybe for years and years. So that's the only thing that's possible, according to Rashi. That that it is a sakosu that applies only to the height. That height-wise, a suke is not to be so tall, so high, that it would require stable, solid foundations even to exist for the duration of sukkahs. Then it is possible. But there, according to Rashi, there is no halacha that the sukkah has to be, has to have a halal shame in Asara. It can be, it can have all the attributes of the Yiraskeva also. As long as height-wise it is capable of being constructed on other foundations. So then it can be a Yiraskeva also. Even in connection with the Sahib with the temple, it would also be all right. But Teitzah says something else. The way Teitzah explains what they is that what they say is that by it, true indeed, that there is a Zerasakosu, that if the Sukkah partakes of the nature of Dinas Keva, so it's possible. But you ask me, suppose he makes the walls out of solid steel, and the walls are destined to withstand there for 100 years, or for 500 years, for 1,000 years. Would you say the Sukkah is possible? No, the Sukkah will be possible. Even though the walls are so solid that they are destined to stay for 1,000 years. Why? Because the Sukkah is not fit for Zalshina Fakis. So then I tell you, if these walls are made of solid steel and they can stay for 1,000 years, but the Sukkah is only on Sukkah, and then and rain will come into the Sukkah, in spite of the solid walls. So then the Sukkah in its entirety is has a halishem of Indira Sarah. Because the Sukkah is literally Hashem Aschach, not Hashem Hatvanis. But in the case where we build, where the Sukkah is a Milo Mechopano, so then the Sukkah partakes of the nature of Keva. So then, if the Sukkah partakes of the nature of Keva, even though the Sukkah will be of evergreen, and when will come in, but in spite of the fact that rain will come in, on account of the height of the Sukkah, so the Sukkah will partake of the nature of Keva. So the Sukkah as a whole will have a Chalishel, Diras Keva, in spite of the fact that rain comes in. So what if rain comes in here? So because of that, we'll say that this building is not in Diras Keva just because there are cracks in the roof. So maybe according to Teitzah, if the height of the Sukkah is higher than 20 amos, so even though it's not protected against rain, but on account of that height that requires solid foundations, so even the Sukkah will partake of the nature of Keva. So maybe the Sukkah is a Sukkah's Keva, not a Sukkah's Ale. So then it's finishing it. Now, with this, we'll be able to understand the other Chiddush Bateis. Teitzah says, the basic Bible apostle writes, the Sukkah Rachmonet will be based on his Ashono. And it appears from the Roshon of Teitzah that Teitzah doesn't mean based on his Ashono, because when he put up the roof, he didn't have in mind Ritzel Sukkah for the Hagasukkah. He means even if that person had in mind when he said, I'm putting up those coming, not just as a roof for Kol Ashono. Because I don't even need it. It's a tropical country, and I can sit without the roof. And I'm putting up in this canyon as the same sukkah for sukkahs. Maybe it can stay that way, Kolashon Ato, and I'll be living in that shed, in that house, whatever you want to call it. Kolashon. So even in such a case, it's much more things will be possible. Even in such a case, it will be possible. Because why? The answer is this, you see. Even why is it possible? So Teitzah says, in other words, why? Because Teitzah Yom Rachmo, Sukkah Rachmo, no Teitzah. Why? What's the difference between Sukkah and Vais? Teitzah would need to do so. The Sukkah is also a Vais for the 7 days. That's the mitzvah. That's our Vais for the duration of Sukkah. for the 7 days or 8 days. But the answer is there is one fundamental distinction between an ordinary bias and the bias of Sukhe. An ordinary bias is a diraskeva. A Sukhe is a diras adam. So melee, if let's say someone will build a Sukhe, let's say he has a certain person. He doesn't care for sleeping in the rain. He doesn't care. He likes to sleep in the rain. And he'll build a shed, 20s, and then he'll put slats. Each slat less than dollar fucking white. Good, it will be dollar fucking white. And he'll say, I'm building that, this shed, for two reasons. First of all, I want it as a Sukhe. Here in Chicago, I want it as a Sukhe for Harasukhes. And then I want it as my home, the whole year. But the rain, so who cares the rain? So I'll put that blanket over my head. I don't care. And they'll live that way whole year. So he'll be becoming a Mitzvah Sukhe. He'll be becoming a Mitzvah Sukhe. Why? Because since the Sukhe is not protected against rain, but he doesn't care for the rain. So melee, it will have a halishem of dirasah. Even though he lives a whole year in that chair, he just doesn't care to live in his dirasah a whole year. But Tainsres has reference to a case. Tainsres has reference to a case where the bias is protected against rain. So if the bias is protected against rain, so even Tetzves, in the Kashi, before Tetzves mentioned the Tetzves, the name of the Hashem of the Tfanis, the order of the Tetzves, we come up in this Chokhe, Shemite, Ashoche, Al-Shem Ashrach, when Nis Hashve, are the order of the Aga. So even before Tetzves mentioned the Tetzves, Tetzves also knew of that Anot, that Sukhe, essential, is a Dirasat. And that's the Halishem of Sukhe. Sukhe is a Dirasat. That's the mitzvah of Sukhe. That we should go out from the Diras Keva and live for 7 days in Dirasat. But Tetzves in the Kashi assume that just because you are to be Anah, Tetzves says, you are to be Anah, so you must make. So if you are to be Anah, so you must make, will that protect the Sukhe against all the elements of nature? Even if it's Gabriel and Son Nasir, it will only protect the Sukhe against the regular rain that sometimes comes down on Harasukhe. Because even when it rains in the Eretz Yisrael on Harasukhe, it doesn't pour so hard on Harasukhe. But the Mishnah says that it rains. After all, it's unusual in the Eretz Yisrael for rain to come down, the Harasukhes. Usually rain starts coming down in the Zion Macheshvan. But not before that. So the Mishnah says, if rain comes down, the Harasukhes, so it's a similar one. But the rain that does come down, the Harasukhes, is not such a matter, it's not such a flood. So melee, if he will be given Zoni, be Masmeli, so then it will give enough protection against the mild rain that possibly might come down the Harasukhes. But it will not give enough protection for the kind of rain that comes down in Maheshvan and Kislev in the rainy season as well. So the rain, when the real rain comes down, it will block out it will throw off all the slats with the nails. It can only be a protection against the possible mild rain that might come down the Harasukhes Le'Eretz Yisrael. So, but it will not, the Nisori will not protect the dwellers of the Sukhe against all the elements of nature. So melee, it says that we could say that it is awesome to be given up in Sol and Masmeh. Because Tetzves in the Kashi also knew that if the Sukhe is built in such a way that there will be full protection against all the elements of nature, against rain and hurricanes. I mean, like the houses that are built today, that are protected against all the elements of nature. So such a suke cannot tell the Chalei Shem, Dinasare. What kind of Dinasare is it? But Taisvis discusses a suke that is not protected against the elements of nature, that is not protected against the real floods that come down in Cheshvan and Kislev. But Taisvis mentions a case where you put slats, and then you knock in small nails into the slats. So that will protect the dwellers of the suke and the sukes against the possible mild rain that might come down on the sukes. So in such a case, it will still have a chalit shem dinasar. But if he puts up such mausoleum and such slats that it will protect the dwellers even against the biggest flood, and against all the elements of nature. So that faces new even in the kashet, that it will not be a suke shero. Because then definitely it will have a shem of a diras keva, not a diras ha. But faces was discussing a suke, on which he put the ordinary slats that we put. But he put in 19 small nails. So those nails are sufficient to give protection for the mild rain that possibly might come down on Chagasukis. After all, the real rain will not come down until Cheshvan, until Kislev. So, since the suke was built in such a way that when the real elements of nature will attack the suke, then it will not be protected. So, Memela Tesis assume in the Kashi that it has a Chalei Shem Yenazare. But because of that, so Taisa said, we cannot do it because of Izeire. We should give us Tikho, because we can allow that. So they say, Maulu Sakhir Bose, Maulu Reishi, Tahas Tikhas, Beise, U Beise, Vati Tosan with the rice. So then people say, you can sit in the regular bais, a bais made of beams. Of beams of wood, and after all, the whole halacha had to be slat. Is if his slat is talit fucking white, it's possible that's only a rabbanon. With the rice said, you can use large beams too. So you can make the sukkah like a real bais. You can make the sukkah like a real bais. You can use real beams, a real house. And it's kosher with the rice. And then it will be done in such a way that it will not only protect it, those who will be sitting in the suke and chagasukes against the relatively mild rain that might come down in the drizzle. That, I mean, here, they'll stay in the suke that will protect it, that will be protected against all the elements of nature, even when a real flood comes down in Cheshvan and Kislev. And that will be possible. Because that kind of suke, so even cases in the Kashmir, that kind of suke, that is protected against the real flood and against the hurricane, against all the elements of nature. So takes us even in the Kashinu, that we cannot tell the Chalei Shem Dinasar. So it's possible, because that's the definition of Sukkah. What's the definition of Sukkah? The halachas of Sukkah. What is Holy Sukkah? What is not Holy Sukkah? But if you are asked, what is the definition of Sukkah? So the definition of Sukkah, according to Taisus, is a Dinasar. So it is a sign. Now, if it is built in such a way, even though it's built of sach that is kosher sach, wood. So, and it's protected against all the elements of nature, not only against the mild rain that possibly might come down in the Hadassukes, but that will protect the dwellers of the suke against the flood, against the hurricane, against all the elements of nature, then cases even the cash of you. That it does not tell the Chalei Shem diras are, but it diras keva. So maybe it will be possible. That's what he says. But he says, assume the kashe in the case where he puts up his arm, let's say, small, narrow slats, but he just stacks in little nails so that it will protect the dwellers against the drizzle that might come down, the chagasukes. So there, but it will not protect against all the elements of nature and the real world. So then, that such a sikhut should not negate the shem of the rasare. That's what he says, assuming the kashuk, that's what he says in the Talmud. Even if it protects the dweller against the light ray, the drizzle, so it also negates the shem of the rasare. But it already acquires, it already partakes of the nature of the rasare. So maybe it's possible.
Shir Gimel and Sukkos Chof Aleph El Hetov Shin Mem, September 2nd, 1980 on Tuesday.
The first one. Kul ki rabbe le yamre, ahu yi bi al ideas. The other Amroim who explain it on the basis of the lack of tzeil, or because it's a diras keva, why don't they explain it like rabbe on the basis that the Mayan Chofamo, so a person is not ma'adish? Ahudi Diyali Deyas. In other words, they disagree with Rabbi. According to Rabbi, we learn now from the Pasuk from Yehudu that he has to be Margish that he is sitting with Tzilsu. And according to Abraham, or in according to Rabbi Sheir and Rabbi, all that the Pasuk implies is that it's a Diyali Deyas. Ahu, Rashi says, Rabbi Diyali Shvesuke Koma. Ahudi Diyas Deyas. Haboyim hekepsukes, and we call it an asalos. Now, the Bach, and the Bach says that in explaining the Torah, why the Torah is so mairich in the Tam HaMitzvah of Sukkah, because, so the Bach says that here, one is mechuyev, to be mechave, the Tam. In other words, it's a zecha, for the Nanei HaKovei. Or according to Rabbi Akiva, the Zecha of the suitcase in which the Rebbei Shalom placed the Israelites in the Midbar. All right, why is it that Rabbi doesn't explain the Daloche of the Ma'ariv Chafam of Sulo on the basis of lack of tzeil? So, Kratzir and Amr Amre, Ha'huni Meisa Moshiach, that is the Meisa Moshiach. It's only when the Pasuk, in Yishayah, Sukkotir, Yitzir, Yirmon, Yechirei, so it tells us that the Meisa Moshiach, there will be protection. Or, Ratzeire, Ikeh, Yimukho, Vichupotir, Yitzir, Yirmon, Mai, Sukkotir, Yitzir, Yirmon, Shmaz, Metah. So it's true that the Pshutish of Mikro deals with Meisa Moshiach, but at the same time, it also makes reference to the Sukkas Mitzvah, that it has to give tzeil. And if it doesn't give tzeil, so it's possible. Shema Zonita, the Meisa Moshiach is in Sukkah is here with tzeil, in the Mister, but Sukkas Mitzvah is here with tzeil. Tarte, the Eish in Sukkah la Asuyo with tzeil. The Ahid in Meisa Moshiach, Mishin la Asuyo with tzeil, Chuyo, Sukkah. All right. Now, so the Gemara says, "Kirov enamel amre." Why the other amroim, Rabbe, Rab Zeire? Why don't they explain the din of the Ma'ariv Chofam of Sulo on the basis, of the fact that it's that the Ma'ariv Chofam requires keva foundation, and Sukko is a dirasare, Kirov Namre Mishim Kuchid Abai. Because of Abai's kash, because Abai is the kash against Rov, Monevsha. If there is a lochev, it has to be are, so then, if a person makes the Sukki with Tvanis of Lechitisho Barzel, so then it has a foundation that are keva that might rest maybe for decades, so it should be possible, and and no one will say that it's possible. So what they give it to us? So he says, Atrofa Amo, so it's possible to build this suitcase so that it will last only for 7 days. So maybe even if you build it in such a way that it can last for 100 years, it's also alive. But Mashim Til Malmo Chofamo, so it's impossible to build a suitcase so that it will last for just 7 days. Either he builds it in such a way that it will last less than 7 days, or it will last maybe for 100 years. So since the height is of such level that it can only be built on solid, stable foundations, so then it's possible. That's the teretz that Rabbi gave. But Abaye holds Moreshe. If there is a loche that it has to be aret, so then if it's done on a solid, stable foundation, it should be possible. So the fact it's not possible indicates that it doesn't make, there is no aloha that it has to be of our character. It can be even of character. So, Kirobin Amal Amun Shibush Rabbi, Kiman Ozle, Ho Di Omar, Rabbi Yash Omara, Mach Reikir Mishin Tvanis Magi Ezra Ischach, Abu Tvanis Magi Ezra Ischach, Apilu Mayim Esrema Mokshei, O Kiman Kirab, די אומא משום דו ישאל תבואי חיב יתפניס מגיעס לסחח משלט שאל תבואי. So with whom does the court what Rav Yashe says in the name of Rav that the machleke between the Rabbon and Rav Yude is only in case of the suke that is the mile of Hapamo but the tfani is anat magia lischach. So why is it kosher? So it's kosher on the basis, actually the aloha is that the tfanis has to reach the schach. But still, even if actually there is a great deal of avid between the top of the tfanis and the schach is still kosher. Why? Because of the aloha of good asset. So in other words, al-tudin, let's say, if you have mechitzas here, and the schach you have here, so even though the schach, the tfanis is not magir the schach, but we apply the aloha of good asset. So we imagine as if the schach, the tfanis went up, were extended. So it's kosher. But without the aloha of good asset, so tfanis in magir the schach wouldn't be kosher, because there is aloha that the schach has to be placed upon the tfanis. Otherwise it's possible. But al-pidin, it's always considered as if the tfanis magil ischach, by visualizing, by envisioning, by imagining that good asik, that the mechitza goes up. So it's so. But in the case where the tfanis is in magil ischach, and it's not higher than chofamo, then it's kosher. But if the it's higher than chofamo, and the tfanis is not magil ischach, so then it's possible. Omar Rav Yashe Omar Rav, Mach Leg Mishin Tvanis Magiyas Lishach, Avol Tvanis Magiyas Lishach, Apul Mayl Vesu Namo Kshayro, Kiman Kirab, So Rav Yashe Omar Rav, the Kod with Rav, the Olam Shin Shol Tulein. So when do we say that the eye will not readily observe it if it's not Magiyas Lishach? But if it's Magiyas, the Tvanis are Magiyas Lishach, so the Lele, and he sees the lower portion of the data, and he sees the continuity, so the veil that enables him visually to notice the top of the defer, since he sees the lower portion of the defer, and it's continuous up to the schach, so that enables him to see readily, to observe readily the schach too. So the veil it is nikah, so it's kosher. The chinni panis vagias lischach mishla chotavei alerach. מקושקוש של הבעיה לא עושה בכל שלו בעלו בשינוי משהו הוא יהיו כל הדף כערן או כתבו ויאלפין הם נאישו כי מה אמר לך מרו אלו יהיה להזלח מה אחרי כזר אמיר הברות יאום מי הוא נצנק בגיל לסך אבל אם הגיל לסך עכשיו תוקף מי שעשות בעין את דרך תוואניס ואיתן מי שמר הוא אם מי שמצאיר ותוואניס מגיל לסך המעמד הרבות only from the point of view of Rabbi's explanation. So can there be a difference between Tvanis Magil Eschach and Magil Eschach? But from the point of view of Rabbeinu's explanation, Rabbeinu's explanation, there is no difference. Alright. Kimanos, Lehodom Arab, Vinom Arab, So the adamen of by Rabbuni, Omarak, that when do the Rabbuni say that the man of Amun is possible only when it is not more than Arba Rabbans? But if it is more than Arba Rabbans, then the Rabbuni Amid asks, why should there be a difference whether it is now whether it is Mizayin al Zayin up to Arba Rabbans, or more than Arba Rabbans? Why should there be a difference? So from the point of view of Rav Zera's explanation, that the reason is why a man of Chatamo is possible, because there is no Tzil Schach. So when do we say that there is no Tzil Schach? If the Sukkah is relatively narrow, and it's very high, so then, as Rashi explained, so the two shades, the shadows, cast by the Tfanis, so overlap each other. So melee, that gives shade. That gives shade from the heat of the sun. So melee, even without the schach, so there is a modicum of shade. There is a modicum of shade given by the tfanis. By the tfanis. Mashein, so it's only when the sukkah is relatively narrow. So then the two tzloim overlap each other. As Rashi said, but if it's relatively wide, then the two tzlovim do not overlap each other. So the melee, the schach gives an additional shape that is not given by the tfanis. So that's why Rabbi Marab says that if it is more than Arba Amis, that means it's relatively wide, not relatively narrow. So then, the mantra of Zera, the Mishin Tzeu, the Chibidil Viche, Ike Tzeu Suki. Ike Tzeu Suki. Hoi Gassi, Machu Yeshiva Arba Amis, Arba Amis, Amisa Mishin Tzeu, Vim Shishli Mishla, Eine, Bitrin Dalet Amis, Vute. So we show today. So he says, so teva sport in removal. Oh, so in other words, the washing would be smoother if we would just hear it. The image of Shlipa Teine, between the Lamas Namely Shalta Bale. But we can hear a sport. In other words, so he says, between the Lamas, so between Palgaris Namely Shalta Bale. And if we are Geres, Porte, so it means, so Rashi means the fact that it is much more than Daladames does not affect the Shlitis act. Right. Now let's see the tasteless here. A few cases before we go further. Kerabzir le Amre. Why Kerabzir le Amre? So, now, Kerabzir explained it on the basis of lack of tzeil. And Rome explained it on the basis that it's not their son. So Abaye raised the kashe against Kerabzir's son and against Rome's son. So how is it that in connection with Ovestam, so why did the other Amoroi disagree with Ovestam, Mishim Kushida Abai? So the Gemara could have said the same thing in connection with Rav Zera's time. Why did the other Amoroi reject Rav Zera's explanation of Tzeil? Because Mishim Kushida Abai, Ma'aleis is Sukkosi Bashras Kanai, but the Gemara doesn't say Mishim Kushida Abai. The Gemara only says Mishim Kushida Abai vis-a-vis Ovestam. But vis-a-vis Rav Zera's time, the Gemara doesn't say Mishim Kushida Abai. That's the discussion. How do we call Mishim Kushida Abai? Ki dikoma al rove, Mishim Rav Zera shona lo la baye, Mishim Rav Zera shona lo la baye sha. So in other words, Tesis assumes that in connection with Abaye's time against Kashi, against Rav Zeire, so Rav Zeire gave him the Teretz, Hosom do Ashteres Kanayim, Iketzil Sukkah, Hochedal Tfanis, Leketzil Sukkah. So once Rav Zeire mentioned the Teretz, so Abaye was recovered. It's not a controversial thing, I mean, what Rav Zeire said. Because Hochet Tau Tvanes Leketil Suk. So once Abaye gave this Teretz to Abaye, Abaye was made for the Teretz. Made the Teretz. So maybe we cannot say Mishum Kushet Abaye, because Rav Zeire was also made it to Abaye was also made it. So Abaye was also made it to Rav Zeire's Teretz. That's there. So the Gemara has to say another reason, because Ahu Mis Hamashiach, Mashein Kei, the Kashe that Abaye raised against Rabbe El Matos and Chizal Barzal, true that Rabbe gave him the Teretz, but that involves a big Chiddush. So even after Rabbe gave Abaye the Teretz, Abaye was not chazer from his time. That's why the Gemara says that the other Amoraim didn't explain it like Rabbe, because Mishin Kushel Abba. V'chim ditvan is magiyas l'ischach, Mishin Kushel Abba, v'lidon alin echanik in ikiras mobe, v'lichol shibet alim alim esrim, afo pi shakeir al gabik solim, v'hosom, keiro tefach, v'lishol v'ine, v'mo yisuke v'yorchol v'tvei. So the question is here, the Gemara says, that if the Tvanis is Magil Eschach, then one can readily observe the Eschach, even though it's very high in Malach of Amo. And so by Mobe too, the Mobe, the Keirot, is placed on top of the walls. And usually it's Magia. It's Magia, otherwise you can't, if it's not Magia, you can't even put a Keirot on it. So it has to be Magia. So why do we say over there that it's possible? Because in the Gemara mentions the time also, because it's not the time. So this gives a simple talent. So this says that over there, so how wide must a kero be cut? So since it's a tefach, so it's Rishon Beine, even though it's Tfanis Magir's material. Mashiach came here, the suke, the suke is very wide, so the mele is relatively wide and chovetuve. So then, as long as the chitzes amadil is rach, so one will be able to readily observe it. Yesh v'yisam abamis apul mal mesem sheol v'kseif mosi di ravun esova mirei sheveru v'yishul chone yad al dames pliege. Yes, and the Lamed Sheiro, the Gemara in the Maskon here, the Sommet says, that according to Rav Huner and Rav, the Machleket between Rav Huner and Rav Yude is in regard to his Suke, that is from Zion al Zion up to the Aldames in Brusim. So if his Suke has the length and width from Zion al Zion Tvochim up to Dalet al Dalet Ames, so then the Rabbanim say that it's possible. But if it's more than Dalet Ames, then it's kosher. We say it was Kavuni Sovim Rishon Uvishokhane. Rishon Uvishokhane is the equivalent of Zayin al Zayin Tvah. Adalet Ames Kli. Yes, Amid Dalet Ames Kshir. Vitene, Vichi Nachshir. So in other words, and that can be explained on the basis of Tzeh. So if the psul of Uman Uchafam is because of lack of Tzeh, so only up to Dalet al Dalet. But if it's in Mashu more than Dalet al Dalet, then there is Tzeh. So we take the Bechinachshir, Berov, Bo, Mashu, Yesem Dalet Ames, Imoyot, Goyim, Eskim, Akim, Tule. We can understand that the narrowness, the relative narrowness of the Sukkah is a factor in not giving the Sukkah Tzeh Yisrach. It's a factor. But why should it be? I mean, it doesn't seem reasonable that if it is not more than Dalet al Dalet, the Imashu Torah and Chofamo, so does not give it any tzeyu suschach, just save funds. And if it is Imashu Mo, then then there will be tzeyu suschach, even if it will be 1,000 tamochah. I mean, it doesn't seem that this Imashu Mo in the area should enable the schach to give tzeir even if the height is 1,000. The chinach of the hope of Mashi Yesam El Adames in which a good so it's still kosher. That is not. But we have to consider it proportion. It's according to the ratio. Now, where is it possible? What's the highest, the largest area in which it is possible? If it's dalet al dalet. So that means the ratio is the ratio is between is between 4 to 20. 4 to 20. That's 1/5. So he says, so if it's more than dalet, so then, as long as it has the ratio of 1 to 5, so it's kosher. Iname, come with Rabbi, the second lesson is, Iname, come with Rabbi, and after you begin by 11. So, in other words, he says, the second question says, Inachanan. If it's a mashu more than dalet, so then it can be 1,000 times. But why? So he says there will be a little bit of tzeir. Now, the question is it a machlokes in the mitzias between the first portion case? The first portion case says that if it's 1,000 times, If it's 1,000 tamu tall, the suke, so then in order to be kosher, so the ratio between the length and the width to the height will be 1 to 5. I mean 4 to 20. So that's 1 to 5. The ratio is 1 to 5. So mele, if it is 1,000 tamu tall, 1,000 tamu tall, so then it must be 200 tamu by 200 tamu in order to be kosher. That's according to the first motion. According to the second motion, so he says, even if it's not 200 tamu by 200 tamu, but 4 amo plus by 4 amo plus. So according to the first, according to the second motion, if it's 4 amo plus by 4 amo plus, even though it's 1,000 amo tall, so it gives 740. And according to the first motion, it does not give 740. It's not. We stutter. The tasteless will just, be so free, in deciding upon mitzvahs. So let's determine the mitzvahs, and I'll be careful. Without any experimentation, it seems that the mitzvahs conforms to Tesis' first wash, not to Tesis' second wash. But Tesis in the second wash says, there will be very little change, but there will be, if it's more than dalet al dalet, there will be a mashitzel. A mashitzel. And the first wash will also agree that if it's more than dalet al dalet, even though it's 1,000 tamu tall, so there will be a mashitzel. But apparently the first wash knows a mashitzel is not enough. A mashitzel is rak, is not enough. Now, we have to understand the whole Gemara. Now, we discuss the machlekes between the Ram in Rashi and Tesis in regard to Chamsa Merim Mitzusah. So according to Rabbetan, Chamsa Merim Mitzusah, Mitzusah Merim Chamsa is not a prerequisite in itself. It's only a sin descriptive of the sufficient concentration of Sra. Sufficient concentration of Sra. And according to the Ram, so it's a requirement per se. It's a requirement per se. Alright. Now, the question is this. Bishleim according to Tein from the Tam and Teis Shite. Teis this all over Suke appears to be in line with from the Tam Shite. That if on top the total quantity of Schach is equal to the total quantity of vacant space, so then it is kosher, even though the mitzvahs, when on top is shove, so at the bottom there is more sun than shade. It doesn't matter. Because it's not the aloha requirement of shade per se. It's a requirement that there should be a sufficient concentration of stuff. But if it's chamsa merubo mitzilso, so that's a raya, that there is an insufficient concentration of stuff. Yes, so that's the shita thesis. And the Ram appears to be that tzeil per se is the requirement. Now, so Bishleim according to Rabbetan, according to thesis. So you understand, the other Amroim, it's not mistaber that the other Amroim who explained the psuk of the Mailon Chof Amo on the basis of Einodon Yedeya Ashiyeshit Bitzel Suke, or on the basis of Diras Keva, that they are chilek on the Mitzias. If Rav Zeira says that the Mailon Chof Amo, so it's not Seil Schach, it's Seil Tvanis, so that's true according to everything. It's not mistaber that they are chilek on the Mitzias. And if there had been Machlis on the Mitzias, the Gemara would point it out. The Gemara doesn't say that the other Amroim say the mitzvahs. Some may say we can assume that the mitzvahs is so according to everybody, according to Rabbi and Rabbi and Rodos, and still they don't explain it on the basis of lack of tzeil. So why? So according to Rabbi Tam Teisushite, because there is no requirement of tzeil schach per se, And Rav Zeir holds, even according to Teitzchus, according to Rav Tam, there is a requirement of Tzeis Hachpaseh. And all the Rishayim, I mean, seem to say that we pass like Kodestam. Not like Havistam and not like Havzeinistam. So the main that's why Rav Tam says that as long as I'm tap, it's poet's game, it's in the poets. So it's kosher. I wouldn't go at the bottom in such a case. There would be Hamor Kunzel. So because that's not important in itself. It's not important in itself. Alright, that's according to Tesis. But according to the Ram, the Ramship is that Tzilson Udom Hamso is a requirement per se. And we pass like that. But doesn't it seem that that's the Machlekes? That's the Machlekes between. That's the Machlekes between. And the other Amroi, and we don't pass for like Rav Zeir. We pass for most Rishayim. And I don't know, I mean, whether any other Rishi is right on that. I know that many Rishayim say that Aloha is like Rodestan. I suppose that all the Rishayim passed like Rodestan. So, like Rodestan. But what's about, according to the Rambam, everybody agrees that there is a requirement of Tzeis Hachpaseh. So then, why don't they explain, why doesn't Rabbi explain it on the basis of lack of Tzitzchak? And he explains on the basis of Tiras Keva. Now, the Ram asks a kasha. The kasha that is raised by everybody, I mean, at Chof Amo. So Odom Yeshe Bitzeil Tzitzchak. Why? Because the Tzitzchak is a protection against the sun. Does that mean that if it's not reminded of Chof Amo, so then the sun doesn't come in? I mean, that's inconsistent with the mitzvahs. It's inconsistent with the mitzvahs. As long as you have any pirtzes in the tvanis, and then and pirtzes, vacant spaces in the schach, well, every usually, I mean, schach is not so heavy that there are no vacant spaces, so there are always in Schach vacant spots. So the sun comes in, even if it's Lemato Mechof Amo. That's the Ram's Schach. There's there on the first stop. So he said, Visuket Dio Mitzil Gedo. Mashma, Ein Schach Elo Oso Yitze. Elo Mitzil Tfanitz, Sha'atzlovi Magin Zelo Ze, Mitir Gribon Shol Tfanitz, Vein Tzol Yitzchach, Mo'ani, Sha'arein Sofik, Sheim Shum Shor Beyein, Sheshach Shol Zayin Al Zayin, Shehu Hechsha Suke, Yidna, Shelo Yikon Yitzcham Otachto, Kol Shehu Goveya, Chok, וכיף דהי צייר, למי החמו בינורי, כדמוך, פיר לבית, אלו מעטו. רואים שסוכו סיבה שלו סתנאי, מי זה גמור, תהיה חם דינון דעת חוף עמו, עוד מי שביצי נסוקי, וכי יחי לימונו לחק חש המוחש. יחי לימונו לחק חש המוחש. ולפי חוסו יאס, but everybody knows that even if it's למטו מחו, so there is abundant sunshine coming in. With the schach being the matamach. So he says, Ufiro chaleim amitichadecha, dikamu rabonon, di atchopamo megin aschach, umimayit chimachamo, limi shumi shiftachteo, sheinishamun bo kolkach, ki yu hoyo migule, yesh vozei chocha digmore, ve'arachti bechidusha. So he says, of course, there is abundant sunshine coming in, even if the schach is the matam chom, there is a bonus sunshine. But if the schach is the matam chom, so then the schach reduces the heat substantially. He doesn't feel as hot as he would feel if he had the schach. Just take, you can make an experiment. let's say, if the schach is placed 10 amot above the ground, and then a person sees whatever the weather is, so he will not feel as hot. He might feel hot, but not as hot as he would feel if he sat in the same suke with the same tvanis, but without the covering of the schach. So the schach up to chof amot. So the schach, even though it doesn't give him full protection against the heat of the sun, but it reduces it. It blocks the heat. It reduces the heat. It reduces the heat. Mashem inkein if it's lemayla mechol. So then he will not feel any difference. Take two people and put one people in the same sukkah and without a schach, and then put another person, or the same person, with the schach, but remind the whole, the two people will feel the same heat. Will feel the same. So, now, it is, let's say, it is true, in this house, you have thick walls, and you have windows, but if it's very hot outside, and you stay inside, so you will not feel as hot as outside. If, let's say, it's 100 degrees temperature, so you stay inside, so there will be a reduction in the heat. You will not feel as hot as outside. You will not feel as hot as outside. Now, but there is a difference. In other words, let's say, you will put the curtains over the window. Let's say the sun is shining, so it's very hot. It's very hot. And if you will put the curtains, so on a very hot day, so you won't feel a big difference in the heat. Of course, there'll always be. If you pull the curtains, so there will be teleporting. There will be a slight reduction in the heat if you pull the curtains over the window. But it will be so slight that you won't even feel it. That's in regard to the heat. But in regard to light, so if you pull the curtains over the window, so you feel a substantial diminution in the light. Not that that physically, so this constitutes, after all, light and heat, so are the result of the sun coming. But when there is a little shade, every unit of shade, a certain unit of shade, will be conceived by a person in terms of the light much more readily than in terms of the heat. Now you can take an example. I don't put on the light in the daytime. I can see as long as the curtains are not pulled, so I can see. But if the curtains will be pulled over the window, so then I won't be able to see. I'll be able to see, but I'll have to strain myself in order to read. So in other words, as far as reducing the light of the house is concerned, so a relatively small quantity of shade, so will not reduce my perception of the heat, but it will affect my vision. So that's why the Ram says, why does he say? He says, the Kamal Rabban, the Ad Chof Amo, made in Hasrach on Mayut Chimacham. Why do they say on Mayut Chimacham? Why Chimacham? On Mayut Achamo? Chimacham, Erachamo. After all, so if there is no shade, so then there is more light, there is more heat. If there is shade, so there is less heat and there is less light. But And I suppose it's the same thing, because both the light and the heat come from the sun. And if there is something that blocks the sun, so it reduces the light and it reduces the heat. But there is a difference in the perception. So you feel the light, the diminution of the light resulting from a unit of shade, you feel more readily than you feel the diminution in the heat. So if it's a very hot day and you pull the shades, so you will not feel the difference as a result insofar as feeling hot is concerned. You will not feel substantially less hot as a result of pulling the curtains of the window. But you will see substantially less if you pull the curtains in the daytime over the window. So that's why the Ram emphasizes the perception of the heat rather than the perception of the light. Rather than the perception of light. So in Mele, we could say that in the Ram, according to the Ram, so saying Sukhe is a requirement per se. But it doesn't mean that it's a Rimayom Esri Mamo, so then it doesn't make any difference whether they have Schach, they don't have Schach. Insofar as the perception of the heat is concerned, it will not make any difference. That follows from the Gemara. So in other words, you feel just as hot. Let's say if you have a Sukhe with Tvanas, and no Schach at all, on top. Let's say, and if it's an else, of course, if it's a white suit, so they will feel a difference. But if it's a relatively narrow suit, it's not more than dollar or dollar. So you take the same suke, the same twanis, one has no schach, and one has schach 21 amor above the ground. So as far as the perception of heat is concerned, you feel just as hot. But let's say if Ruben will sit in his sukkah that has the same tvanis, sukkah number one, so it has tvanis and tzchach, remind us the number. Sukkah number two has the same tvanis and no tzchach at all, not even 21 amos from the ground. Ruben will sit in sukkah number one and Shimon will sit in sukkah number two. Oh, Ruben will first sit in sukkah number one and then he'll be staying in sukkah number two. He'll feel just as hot. He will feel just as that. But he will not be able to see in the same way. If in Sukkah number one there is a covering, so then he'll have to strain himself in order to read a book with small letters. And in Sukkah number two he will not have to strain himself. So because the perception of light is more, takes place more readily than the perception of the diminution in the heat. So insofar as the perception of light is concerned, that one will be able to perceive a diminution in the light, as a result of his hach being placed lemalem chofa. So, but according to Rav Zeira, that's why the Ram emphasizes its magin against the Chaymacham, not the Eracham. Because it is certainly magin against the Eracham, even if the Schach is the Maimon Meestaman. So, according to Rav Zeira, the requirement of Tzein Sukkah implies that there should be hagone protection, mechilacham, machmas. Whereas according to Rabbi and Rabbi, as long as there is a certain degree of of there is a certain diminution. And if there is a substantial diminution in the Eraham, in the light, so that means that there is a certain diminution in the Hitu, except that people do not feel, you know, so quickly the difference, the slight difference in the heat, as they feel the slight difference in the light. If you pull the curtains or the windows, you immediately notice a difference in your visual perception, but you will not, by pulling the curtains or the windows and have them, you will not immediately notice a difference in your perception of the heat. You feel just as hot. So that's the machlokes, according to the Ram, between Rabzeir on one hand and Rabbi on the other. Now, so apparently, in a similar vein, I mean, the machlokes between the two machines and Jesus. Inso, there is always, as a result of the schach, there is always a diminution. A diminution, a certain diminution in terms of heat and in terms of light. There has to be, I mean, it couldn't be any other way. But it's so slight, it is such a minimum, that a person doesn't feel the difference in the heat, as the Ram says. So the first Lashon Teisva says, but if a person will feel a certain difference, no matter how slight it is, as long as he'll feel it's a little tiny bit, it's less hot than it was before you put the schach. So it's considered a seil schach. That's the first lashon. And according to the second lashon, there is a certain degree. There has to be a certain degree in the reduction of the perception of it. What is the degree? So it's the ratio. It's the ratio between 1 to 5. That's the degree. Alright. Now. Kimanos lehodo marabchonim barab, yo marab. Machlokes b'shem marzekes, ala kedi yirei shem yirubei b'sholchon. Av marzekes yeisem, ala kedi shem yirubei b'sholchon. Afim l'mai l'esem amakshiro, rei shem yirubei b'sholchon eis, zayin tvochim o zayin tvochim. Kiman b'loi kichad. Now let's see the Rashi. Kiman b'loi kichad. Mehana d'lir, d'ifor shetayim ed'e esemam, d'im yishub yishlatine, b'shiur anis, b'nir shirku b'shulchonai, izro yishol, v'tzir namelek, u'mechitze only more than dalet al dalet ames, so there is seich. But if it is just more than zayin al zayin tvochim, there is no tzir. So, namelek, u'mechitze skeva namelek, v'yishib yukhul yidereh sudosom, v'esei yor yisal mitek. ומסוג ממהוצת צמאי רום, ואין איך לנזקות כבי יש מקומנו, ולפוך רף וצחפאימה, ראי שלרובי, לעפוקי קטנו שראי שנכנס בו. Because today, when a person eats, or he sits, so he doesn't recline, he sits, he assumes an erect position. So mele, he doesn't recline and occupy and occupy space in the length and occupy so much space in the length and the width of the suit. So the Nechus, but Bisman Chazal, so the derech was to sit in the sukkah or in the house in a reclining position. So the Nechus Kinesh Kamenu, the Fichof Mitzvah Koyim Arei Shei Lerubei, Laafu Kiktano Sherei Shei Nichmaz Bo, Vishul Chone, Viloi Rubei, Oy Roi Shei Lerubei, Viloi Shul Chone, Viloi Shul Chone. So Kimandu Ikhad, Mandu Ikhad. Now, so the question is, if we say Kimandu Ikhad, so why should there be a difference So he doesn't conform to the Talmud Rabbi, because according to the Talmud Rabbi, is the important consideration is whether the Tvanis and Magiyas is Chachana. Nothing else matters. And according to the Talmud Reb Zeira, so the important question is it more than Dal Danis? Not whether it's more than Zayin or Zayin Tvoch. Zayin or Zayin Tvoch. And of course, according to Rabbi, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's more than Zayin or Zayin Tvoch. Or not more than Zayin or Zayin Tvoch. Or not more than Zayin Tvoch. So what is the time of Rabbanu according to Rav Chonon Barabbi? So Teitzvah, Rashi doesn't mention any time. Rashi doesn't mention any time. But Teitzvah mentions the time. In other words, because if it is so high and so narrow, and when on one hand, more than Chopam, that means it's extensively high. And then it's just Zayin Tvoch or Zayin Tvoch. So it's very, very narrow. So then it has the pattern. It has the tzure of the root Shotam again, like a chicken coop. So now, so what's wrong with the chicken coop? So the answer is, because Isuke, whether it has to be Dirasare or not, but it has to have the Chalishim Dirah, it has to have the tzure of the Dirah. So, Dirasare, not a temporary bowl, but not a permanent bowl. But it has to have the tzure of the dealer. If it has the tzure of the chicken coop, so it doesn't have the tzure of the dealer altogether. So maybe it's like a dealer's chukah. So it's more dealer. This is how it is explained. All right. So, Kiman the way Yichat. Yes?
Why should
it be
in the middle of the
mile? No. A chicken coop is small. And now, so if it's not more than Chofamo, so it has the tzure of a very tiny deer. Of it, a small deer. But if it is stolen now, then it has the tzure of a chicken. So then, it's a koya vishem deer. Abel marzekes. Yei salatim vishem 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 דין הוא קויה בשיעור רבי מישכה, ואי הוא לא יקויה בשיעור רבי מישכה. So the two yosoyes. But as the Maram explains it, I mean, the two yosoyes, there is no nachkimin in the two yosoyes. So it means the same thing. So, now our guess is, so, ביש ראים את רבי אשר, פליגה, עד רבונה, ורחונום ורבי דין הוא קויה וישיר רבי מישר in the area of the סוג ואי הוא לא קויה וישיר רבי מישר אי הוא יד ושם מישר that means he הוא יד גירס פרי so in other words the machlokes is whether it's in the שיר on the מישר because according to Rav Hune So the shiur is that is dalad al dalad in the mission. And according to Rav Chonon, so the limit is zayin al zayin tvoch. That is, if we are geres, plig. If we are not geres, plig, but we are geres, loy plig, face it. Bishle in Rav Yashe, the Rav Chonon. With Rav Hune, loy plig, ad Rav Yashe, to your shiur in the mission. Because of the Rav Yashe, it's in plig. So that is our guess. Rabbi Chanan's guess says, the guess says, we get it. In other words, so what does it mean, Pligye? That according to Rabbi Chanan, the limit is Dalet, and according to Rabbi Chanan, the limit for Isukeshi in Mayo, we hope Hamo that it's possible, we say, as I thought, if we are Geres, Loi Pligye, so then it means, Loi Pligye in the Shio Suke, per se, In other words, that it's there is no machlekes. There is no machlekes. What is in the musuk? Let's say if it's a matter of chopam. So there is no machlekes. There is no machlekes. In other words, they both agree that where it's not a mile of chopam, so the musuk is zayin al zayin, not dalet al dalet amas. That's what they see. So it's mashmoy is there shenikirnai, but there is no nakhtemide in the din between the girse of pliye and the girse of loy pliye. It's only if we are gerais pliye. So the pliye means machlekes in the limit, in the case of isuka shelemayo mechatam. And if we are gerais loy pliye, so it means loy pliye in the minimum suki. Because both agree that the minimum suki is ayin al zayin tov. But the achilik in kone, so mele, vis-a-vis a suke that is not higher than tchapamo, there is no machlekes. And they both agree that the shio of a minimum suke is zayin al zayin tov. But the machlekes is in regard to a suke that is lemayla mechapamo. Alright. So, bishlem rabbi ashe, tuyen rabbi nafkhonu barabe, tiyo tiyo shiro mishlem rabbi ashe. El rabbi nafkhonu barabe, Rabun Ebrav von Barabin, in the Herrscher Suki Kamil. Die Marsova, Herrscher Suki Barabans. Und Marsova, Herrscher Suki Marsekes Reishel Rubin Shulchone. Maybe both agree that in so far as the Psul of Lemayu Mechotamo is concerned, they both agree. Whatever the reason is. But the another machlek has nothing to do with lemayla mechofchama. And even when it's not lemayla mechofchama, it's less than chofchama, or chofchama exactly. So they all seven machlekes, whether the minimum suke is dalar dal damez, or the minimum suke is zayar zayinfo. Maybe the suke with marsova hechsha suke ba'arba ameis, rabune, and rachonon, barabe, holds that the Hechsha Suke, the minimum Suke, whether the minimum Suke, when it's Lamata Mechon, is Mazekes Reishim Rubin Shachon. Loi, the Kula on the Hechsha Suke, Reishim Rubin Shachon. Everybody agrees that the minimum Suke, I mean of these Amroi, everybody agrees that the minimum Suke is Zayar Zayin Tvot. But, in regard to the Mayim Mechotamo, there is a Machleike, So, the Marsova, the Marzekes, in regard to the Marim Chofamo, so, Chonon Barabe hold the Marzekes Reishim Rubin Shulchoniki, and the Rabbon of Rabbi Yudah only passel if it is just Reishim Rubin, Zayin al Zayin. Aber Yeis in Reishim Rubin Shulchoniki, so if the Rabbon of Seik Shira, the Vak Shira, and Marsova Rabbone, the Reishim Rubin Shulchoniki, Adal Damas Kriye, so in case where it's Lamayim Chofamo and the length and width is between this Zayin al Zayin and Dal al Dal Dames, so there it's a Machlokes. And now someone is talking about the Abayis of Dal Dames, the Vehakot Sheir. Now, let's see the Rashi. Rei Sheberu Beigar Sposo Besei Bo Yisau, it is. Und ich suche mal Satz mehr. Wenn ich uns gut bin, ich will kommen, mit der Rose Reina, Reis der Rube, Rafi Kiktane, ich reis in mich das Wort. Wie schon kommen, wo ihr Rube, ihr Reis der Rube, wie schon kommen. Wie mich schon nicht hast du gedacht, wie ihr Tal und Jahr, wie schon Tal da geht. El Rabune, Rav Chonon, der Abba, Tal und Rabon, wie schon in mich schon. Und mal, wenn wir da müssen, mal, wenn wir schon kommen, nehmen wir schon Stücke, wo auch ein Robo, wie geht da bei uns, und ich kriege Rabon, wie Stücke haben zum Zemes, wie schon herrscher, wie schon Stücke. Und wie zwei Mie, Mirche, afilu mit Beer. Samin, das war Zahar am Rabbuna. Die Chibi, die und Vichy, die Zin Schaf, und die Tal Nachrin, lach Shir. Die Rabbuna ist so war, in other words, so Rashi was trying to explain. Rashi was trying to explain according to the Havamin of the Gemara, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that there is, that the Machlekes is in the shiur of the minimum suke, so then the question arises, so what is it? So why is it that one says that the bias in the chitling rabbon is to come to the center of the shiur of the suke? And we train in Yisrach Shaf, and we do the chitling the rabbiche, he gets in Yisrach. In other words, if it is, more, so according to Rav Chonon Barabe, so if it's more than Zayin al Zayin Tvochim, so then it's Yisuka Ksheo. Why? Because if it's more than Zayin al Zayin Tvochim, so then we would have to say that whatever the Gemara Aruba de Maskone says in connection with the Sukkah that is more than Dalet al Dalet Ames. So then we say there is enough, there is substantial sales half. So that we'd have to say in connection, according to the Halakha of Gemara, in connection with the Sukkah that is more than Zayin al Zayin. So, what would be the time achine? Time achine achine is taste stuff because it is like Rosh Hashanah again. So, but Rashi doesn't know what the time achine is. But the first Lashon Rashi is, so we would have to explain it not on the basis of Rosh Hashanah again, but on the basis of Tzilzchach. But I'll leave it there. So only if it's more than Dalar al Dalar Dames, so there is Tzilzchach. But according to the Havamine, we would have to say that if there is more than Zayin al Zayin Tvorchim, there is also Tzilzchach. There is one Mandona Rebbe that who holds that Sukkah, that the minimum Sukkah is Dalar al Dalamis, even though it's less than Chof HaMohai. Alright. So because if it's more than Dalet al Dalet, so then the Tzlolim do not overreach each other. So if the Tzlolim do not reach or overreach each other, so then the Schach fulfills the purpose in supplying Tzeya. Meis, Tzuka Shidobel Amal Mesimam Apsulam Rabbi Lemachsha Rabbi Lemachsham Om Rabbi Lemachsham Yom Amal Kabelu Choyzu Sikosh Rabbi Lemachsham Voyeskein Yimichnos Yeitzim Yishom Yom Rodobo Om Rodobo. So it's a Raya, it's Rabbi Lemachsham, it's a Raya, the fact that the Chachomim Orishay who lived before the Chachomim here, the contemporaries of Rabbi Lemachsham. So the fact that the Chachomim Orishay so didn't say a word to Yom Amal, doesn't it indicate that there was nothing the matter with it? There was no problem with Yom Yamalkos Suki. So it's, even though it was the Ma'am Chopam. Amuloi, Mishom Rayo, the Chachom said, Isho Iso, Uptom Nasuke, that's why they didn't say one word, because they didn't care. So it's a Sukkot Sukkot. So she will not be Mikhail, the Mitzvah of Sukkot. So she will not be Mikhail, the Mitzvah of Sukkot. There is a Kasha raised by some, Achrei. There is a Machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivet. The Rambam and the Rambam, if I know. The Raivet doesn't say it explicitly. He just says that they are Rishayim Mu'achirik and the Rambam. But there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Rav Netan. I know Mrs. Heshish has man gone. Now, if a Mishay is Mikhaimet, so she has a Kima Mitzvah, she is not a Mitzvah. But one Mitzvah and Mishay is Mitzvah. So the Schar for a man sitting in the Sukkah is greater than the Schar of a woman. Because a man is Mitzvah, a woman is not Mitzvah. But any Mitzvah is also a Kima Mitzvah. Hamatam says that when a woman is Mikayim, takes a Lulev, so she makes a bracha. She sits in the Sukkah, she makes a bracha. And the Rambam passes like that. That's the meaning of the women today. I mean, they make brachas on all the mitzvahs she has mankind. Rambam passes like that. Does she use a Rambam lyrics? No. She cannot say it's wrong because she's not Mitzvah. The Rambam is also made that she's Mikayim as a Mitzvah. But since the bracha she cannot say, because the bracha, the Musa HaBracha is Mitzvah. She is not Mitzvah. She's not Mitzvah. Now, the question is this. Bishlein according to the Rambam, it's a good kasha. Bishlein according to the Rambam, the Talmud says she has man coming, and she is not allowed to do that anyway. So we understand what the Chachonim said to Rabbi Yehuda. Amulei, Misham Rai, Shoyin, so Tum Nasukis, what kind of Rai is it? Why should we say a word to Tzilmi Amal? Impossible Sukkah, so she is not Mikhail Sukkah. She can eat at home, so it's not less than eating at home. But according to Rav Netan, that when a Nisho is Mikhailis, he says that she has Mangon, she has to say the Broche. She has to say the Broche. So, Reishi Basuko. So, now, if Yuli Amalko sat there, and she thought that it was a good sukkah. She thought it was a good sukkah. If she had realized that it's sukkah tzuro, so why did she do this sukkah? Like that told her. She didn't build that sukkah just for shade, for physical pleasure. So then she should have done it long before sukkah. She built that sukkah for sukkahs. So she built it for the meats. Now, so, and if she sat in such a sukkah, so she assumed, according to the Chachamim, erroneously assumed that it's a kosher sukkah. But al kedin, according to Chachamim, it's a possible sukkah. So the mele, could she make a kol? Was she allowed to make a broche? According to Chachamim, no. So why did the Chachamim let her say broche levatore? That might even be more serious than that. Sitting in a sukkah. It's a strong cash. All right. So, Omele Mishom Raye, Isho Iso, to Omele Suki, Omele Hen, Vale Shiva Bonim Hadro, Vei Koma Seo, Yos Iso Lao Picha Chomi. Lobo Misto Vei Koma Seo, Yos Iso Lao Picha Chomi, Moe Koma. Ki Sein Wos, so Vei Chachom Sakrav Yurem, Lo Kach, the Chachom Morishenim didn't make any comments to Hilmi Amalko, because she didn't care, because she a Misha. She doesn't have to sit in the sukkah. But she had sons with her. So they have to sit in the sukkah. So he says, and the same Ubani Tango you Uktan Pulla Sukko. So and even though Mitzatrino, so he cotton also has to sit in the sukkah, but only cotton who already reached the level of any sort of women. But if he's a cotton that is so that he's still tzolach l'imei, so you need tzolach l'imei, you don't have to make him sit in the sukkah. So he says, so that's what he says, what he said. Since she had seven sons, so since she had seven sons, and if all the seven sons were ktani, so unless she had a sixth duplet, so otherwise, so some of them would have to be in tzolach l'imei. What? But it depends. I mean, it depends. No, only speak. No, that's not the criterion. Only speak without the mother. I mean, first of all, because why do we mention tzolach l'imei, not tzolach l'avi? The answer is because a woman is two of the sukkah. So in other words, and since if a woman would be chayevet b'sukkah, if a woman would be chayevet b'sukkah, so then there wouldn't be a ptur of tzolach l'imei. So what if it? In all mitzvahs, so there is no such cloud, tzolach l'imei, not tzolach l'imei. The question is in yel chinuch or is not in yel chinuch? If a child is able to daven, so you have to make him daven. Whether he's tzolach l'imei or he's not tzolach l'imei, depends upon the intelligence of the child. But by sukkah, there is aloha of tzolach l'imei, because noshi l'abtur is not sukkah. So melee, as long as the child is still tzolach l'imei, because without the mother he'll cry. So if he's left with the father, but without the mother he'll start crying, so then, even though he's a gilchi, so he's spotted. Because no shenaptor is, and we are not, Chachomim will not hire the mother to sit in the sukkah in order that the child should sit in the sukkah. So that is kibbeh homish kibbeh shenish. Why?